Om Shanti. Today, the date is December the 20th, 2019. The essence of the Muli is sweet children. The Father has come to fill you all with treasures. You simply have to follow God's instructions. Make effort well and claim the inheritance. Do not become defeated by Maya. Sweet children, the Father has come to fill you all with treasures. You simply have to follow God's instructions. Father gives us the treasure of knowledge. For example, we know we are souls, peaceful souls, and this has to be put into practice to become the embodiment of experience, as Baba mentioned in Morley last Sunday. So, let's have a moment of meditation. We are in solitude, silence. We come for a walk in the nature with the Father, our lovely companion. We are walking very slowly, being aware of the beauty of the nature, the songs of birds, the beauty of flowers, the power of trees. All our senses are focused on the nature. We smell the fragrance of flowers while walking. Our mind remains focused on the beauty of the nature. We are peaceful soul. We are peaceful. We are with God. We are talking to God. Listen to God's instruction and you follow them. It's easy. We, the soul, you, the soul, is double light. We are now detached of everything, just absorbed with God's love, walking with Him in the nature. We are now an embodiment of peace. An embodiment of happiness. Everything is simple. We are in God's company. We are peaceful soul. Now it's the confluence age. A powerful and now a nice period of the cycle, and we are creator of the golden age. Baba helps us to become pure from impure. He comes through Brahma to give us the knowledge. And we are listening the treasure of knowledge to open our mind, our intellect. We were heavy, full of burden because of human instruction, and God gives us all the instruction to become double light. God is the truth, and we have faith in the One Father. In the essence, the Father says, make effort well and claim the inheritance. So I have a few questions for you. What does that mean for you? Can you give some example of the effort you want to carry back home if you don't live here, or if you live here, what should is the most important effort for you now? perhaps can we have the mic? Good. So, because they didn't hear you. So, reading accurately the Moli, and what Dr. Sachin tell us yesterday. Yes, good. What else? Somebody else?
Try to remain more in silence and in remembrance as far as possible.
Remain in silence and remember more the Father. Great.
Be aware that the mind is about something.
So to be yourself in silence, perhaps. Don't look the others, and remain in Baba's company. Good. So chant the Moli as Brother Sachin told us, and share with others. Good. I'll do that with you, Emily. We'll do that when we come back in Paris.
Mm.
where thoughts are going. So you want to understand why you have where do the thoughts come, and to stop them, to put a final point, as Baba says, and so to understand, you think it's better to stop it. Good. So to be more in silence, to be with Baba more, yes. Good. Do you want to speak? And I'll give you my my effort I'll have. It's important for me to use the methods Baba gives us, how to use self-respect titles to strengthen my intellect, my mind, and also to train my mind by recalling Morley points, as Brother says. And if our mind is busy, so the thoughts of badly thoughts can't come. So be in solitude with Baba. Try to walk in the nature, and be with myself as well. So, have you something else to share? Perhaps we can end with the the God's love, when Baba says the ocean of love. What can we feel when hear this sentence? And we are in safety because we are under the canopy of God's love. We have to remind these points and to be imbibed with the Baba's love, and he's there for us. He helps us. We are our sweet children. We are so lucky. Thank you. Om Shanti.